So I think the next agenda item is action item number 4. If we could get Stephen Chang in place. Thank you.
At its October 26, 2012 meeting, business meeting, the council directed AOC staff to provide suggested guidelines for its consideration at its subsequent meeting. So staff has developed 3 options for the council to consider. This is to continue the delegation authority that the council has provided previously in the successor funds to the new improvement and modernization fund, the previous trial court improvement fund, and the previous judicial administration efficiency and modernization fund. And on October, the council provided just one-time delegation authority to the administrative director of the courts, and so this guideline would continue along those lines and provide continuous delegation authority until the council would seek to revoke that authority. The purpose of this authority is pretty simple. It's particularly in programs like the education programs where it's very difficult to know exactly what the enrollment level will be for any particular allocation. It can vary from year to year, and so it's very difficult to predict. And so, for example, this past year, in certain programs, the enrollment was much less than anticipated, and so there were savings. But in other programs, enrollment was much higher than it anticipated. So this would allow the administrative director of the courts to make those technical kinds of adjustments to allocations without having to go back to the council. So the AOC is recommending providing 3 options and recommending option number 2 to provide transfer authority not to exceed 20%, either a reduction of an existing allocation or an increase to an existing allocation approved by the council. We're seeking that to ask the advisory committee to endorse this recommendation to the council, and to also to give you input if you want to have any input into this.
Judge Arrow, Sacco,
Chris,
I'd make the motion to approve that recommendation of option 2.
Judge Walsh.
I was going to offer at this point then a friendly amendment. Do I need a second? Do you need a second first? Well, anyway, I'll just do it. look, I trust our executive director, and obviously any CEO of a big organization like this needs some spending authority. But I like the notion that he's got to let somebody know and ahead of time, if I understand it. And my friendly amendment would be that on the second bullet point of option 2, if that's the motion, is option 2, right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
That the second bullet point, that it would be not only must he notify the chairperson of the ENP, but also the co-chairs of the Budget Advisory Committee. So in this case, Zlatko and Judge Earl. This is part of what we do for a living as a committee, and I think we ought to know. And I take it to mean that in advance of the transfer means in advance of the decision to transfer, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that would be my friendly amendment to add after... ENP, after ENP committee add, and the co-chairs of the trial court budget advisory committee.
I'll accept that.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Sherry Carter. Any discussion on that?
Judge Earl?
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask a question. It seems a little awkward for the director of the AOC to... requirement that there's approval by the co-chair of the Budget Advisory Committee meeting, which it would be one of his subordinates?
Notification.
Notification. Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion's approved.
And did we have... Judge DeSantos back on the line. Just want to make sure the line is active, and if he's on there, because I didn't hear an aye from the phone.
The phone's active. Is anyone on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Next, we'll be moving to action item number 5, and.